to the W2MJB, 5 minutes to net. CQ, CQ is a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mound, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in via Echolink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Okay, seeing there are no announcements or bulletins or traffic at the time being, so we will begin with roll call portion of the net. This is a direct-to-net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before calling the individual groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have my wife checking in by Echolink node, or excuse me, not Echolink, but by phone relay. That's KN4HTP Wendy out in southern Utah. We've got K4ROW Richard in Greenville. W4FCM Fred Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife Isla and 4IEI. We have KM4BLH Kurt in Greenville. K4AFT Michael in Central. And 4WRO, Bill and Easley. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. We have KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont, KG4UHF, Jack in Greenville, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KO4BDM, Jim in Taylors. And lastly, we have KJ4HKC, John in Belton. Appreciate all of those coming along and checking in early through the Brar webs page. If it wasn't for that, many of these individuals who are involved in other activities tonight probably would be unable to check in. So that's a great tool that they've created there. Currently we don't. Oh, yes, we do. Right now, we'll go over to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in KC8PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike. Just testing out my Echolink app on the phone. Good evening to you and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KC8PJM, Fletcher, there in Simpsonville. Checking out his Echolink app on his phone. Fletcher, it sounded great. Came through clear. And hopefully it'll be a good tool for you in the future when you're not at home. That is it for Echolink stations, so we'll go ahead and begin with the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Okay, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight.
Calling that night, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey W4 DJW, Dave and Greer, negative negative.
Check in, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November, K4BAN, Alex and Clemson, negative negative.
2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. My name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
JB. Mark, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
2MJB. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing the following individuals, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont, that brings along his wife, Raina, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, by phone relay, KM4MOQ. There in Piedmont, Rick is short time tonight. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and have a great evening. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW, Dave there, Greer. We have K4BAN, Alex in Clemson. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. He's our Wednesday night net controller and swap net leader. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in, all of you. And have a wonderful evening tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta. So, but I see another Echolink station up, so we'll move back over and grab the Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, this is Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. That's KN4LQO. Ryan in Tekoa, I'll be negative negative tonight. Thank you for calling net 73s.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4LQO, Ryan in Tekoa, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ryan. You sounded right clear and good, so that was a good signal you sent out from your radio tonight. With that, we'll go back to the RF check-ins. The next group of check-ins, Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you, Mark.
MJB and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
MJB, Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey 4EZ and Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative, Mark, tell Wendy hello.
MJB. Sir, if you would check in November 4, Hotel Foxtrot Oscar N4HFO, Jeff and West National. 73, thanks for calling that, Mark.
Check in KO4RTG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Tango Golf, Tommy from Marion, North Carolina. I'll be in and out.
Check in AA4. Zone and N4DME. Paul, we in the court. We'll be needing the hell up on that.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, N4HHC, Warren in Taylors, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. Harry, I'll let Wendy know you say hello. We have N4HFO, Jeff in West Asheville, KO4RTG, Tommy in Marion, AA4QS, Don in Toccoa, and N4DME, Paul in Toccoa. Appreciate y'all checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Echo Through Hotel groups. We'll move to the India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. In and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4, JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you, all of that in 73.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
MJB. This is K2JB, Dean in Asheville, negative and negative.
JB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Have a good evening. MJB.
Great to have you call the net tonight. Bring us all together here. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
JB. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
JB, net, please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry and Piedmont, negative and negative. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was another good group of check-ins. Starting that group off, we have KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. K2JB, Dean in Asheville. We have KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And our friend Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry. We have KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. And lastly, we have K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. That was a good group of check-ins. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like we exhausted the India through Lima groups. We'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Mike through Papa groups. We'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Germany, in and out.
Good evening. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm at home at Campobello. And also check in my husband, Chad, KO4MUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And Mark, I've got a quick question for you when you have a second.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris, in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Then we have KO4RYP, Anna, in Campobello. And she's checking in Chad, her husband, KO4NUE. Chad is our Tuesday night net controller and fill in on other nights. We appreciate all the work that Chad and Anna does for the net. Anna, go ahead with your question.
Mark, I just wanted to check and see if Wendy's not going to be back in town tomorrow. I'm happy to call the net tomorrow night since it's a Monday. I'm actually going to be out of town the next Monday and was hoping maybe we could swap.
Town, I was planning on calling the net for her, but if you would like to swap, that's fine. If she may not be back in Monday after tomorrow, but I can still take that for you if you'd like.
Call for her, and if she's not back next Monday, that's no problem. Chad will just call for me next Monday, but I'll take tomorrow.
Appreciate that, Anna, and I really like it when you and Wendy call the net. It gives us a female voice on the net, so appreciate all that you and Wendy do for the net.
I love it, and I love sharing Monday nights with her. So please tell her I said hello when you talk to her next, and I will plan to call tomorrow night. Thanks, Mark.
Welcome. This is W2MJB. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the 2-meter net. That looks like that's it for the Quebec through Tango groups. We'll go ahead and move to the last group of individual letters, and that is Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Granville County. I'm being negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
In Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, that's KX4YM, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha, Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling the net, and we'll catch you tomorrow night.
MJV. Again, Kilo 4 Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, KX4YM, Scott in Greenville, KO4ACD, Mary in Greenville, and KO4ILI, Mary in Greenville. Thanks, Scott, for bringing your wife and your daughter along and checking in tonight. And I think if tomorrow's the Greer Club meeting, I should be able to be there now that Anna is calling the net. So appreciate checking in tonight, Scott, and have a great evening. Next, we have K4BKN, Alan in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alan. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the uniform through Zulu groups. We'll go ahead and move to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet,
Jane and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
KI4DTY. Kilo India 4. Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylor's.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, W4FHJ, Gene in Taylor's, and KI4DTY, Daniel in Taylor's. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Doesn't look like I have anyone up for action tonight, so I will go ahead and ask if there are any comments for those who are still listening. Any comments or check-ins, call please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. For those who may have missed it, KO4RYP, Anna, will be calling the net tomorrow night in place of Wendy. I appreciate her taking that over for Wendy tomorrow night, since Wendy's still out of town. And it's really nice having on the radio, which I'm sure all of you would agree. I don't have anybody for RACCHU, so I'll go ahead and call one more time for comments or check-ins. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like I have an Echolink station up, so I'll go switch over and request Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. Rhonda, we're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4SKD, Larry in Easley, brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Rhonda along with you. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu or comments, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Really appreciate all of you coming in along and checking in with me tonight. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break for him here for a minute and fill it out, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Again, just to remind you that KO4RYP, Anna, will be calling the net tomorrow night, so please come along and check in with her. This is W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night, everyone.
DJ Dubs, W4DJ Dubs, this is KI4LZI. KI4LZI. JKB. KO4JKB. Still up there, Duncan? From Ash, KI4LZI. KI4LZI.
4DTY, KO4HKX.
Y, KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick.
How are you today, Daniel?
I am doing good. It was weird. You know, I hate losing an hour like this, but it was overall a good day. How about you?
I'm waiting. I'm dragging this afternoon because of that false hour.
I'm really with you there. I feel like I was about to fall asleep about 30 minutes ago on the couch. I was trying to spend a little bit of time with the boys before they went to bed.
My son, his girlfriend came over and we were playing games. Then the wife's cousin came over with the newborn. Had a house full throughout the day. After everybody started leaving, man, I thought my eyelids started getting heavy.
For me, what is your power level at?
I'm at 5 watts right now.
Static, you want to go ahead and boost it to 10 and see what the difference is?
That's 10 there.
Yeah, clearer. I could still hear you at the 5, but there's definitely less static at the 10.
That's still way better than what it was.
Bump it up to 20 real quick. Let's just see what the difference is.
20 right now.
More, home to 20.
What's the plan this week? You got a big week planned, busy?
Did hear you, I mean, it's maybe just a tad cleaner on the 20 side, but that 10 was really good. I think that may be your sweet spot if you're trying to go for low power. But you sound really good. You're still definitely hitting the repeater good. But anyways, yeah, this week I am, you know what I'm doing. I'm studying for this test, and I did not get a lot done on Saturday with my office because it was so stinking cold outside. I couldn't paint anything or do anything, so I ended up calling it a quits Saturday afternoon and just spent most of the day studying.
I mean, it was cold and windy. Boy, was it windy up here.
I raised that antenna and everything up on Saturday because we would have froze to death.
The main fear about doing it Saturday when we had it originally scheduled. I'm glad we didn't either and decided to move it to Friday. It worked out better for everybody, I believe.
It worked out good that way, and I was glad we got it up. But yep, so Saturday I just spent probably 80% of the day trying to study for this test. Did you hear if it is confirmed it is going to be this coming Saturday?
I have not, but if it's the third Saturday, I'm pretty sure it is. If KI4DOS is still around, he might be able to confirm that.
Please, there, so that would be the one I checked with, KI4LCI.
Wes, you out there, Gary?
On the net Wednesday night, so you can check with him then.
If I don't hear him on one day this week, I'll try to ask him Wednesday. Thank you for that.
Hey, many nights, many times that he's one of the VEs. He wasn't back when I took mine, but that was many years ago, though.
One of the VEs. I wasn't sure if he was going to be operating this Saturday or what. Him personally, but my biggest question was the test still going on? But yeah, it's the third Saturday. I just wanted to make sure.
And before, you was having trouble remembering the frequencies on the HF bands. You got any kind of radio that'll do the HF frequencies? Taking, do some tuning around, and in time you'll learn.
I have a Yaesu 991, but I don't have an antenna for it, so I can't switch over to the HF side at all until I actually get an antenna up and running. I just have a 2-meter antenna now.
I'm asking you to do any transmitting. Just get up just enough up of something just to receive on for the time being, and then tune around.
I knew you weren't, you know, encouraging me to talk on the HF side. I was just simply saying I don't have any type of HF antenna. That's actually what I was talking to Patrick about earlier.
I might forget about you being in here.
Oh, no good. You're okay, Andy. I was just standing back in there for a minute letting y'all talk about that. And, Daniel, we may be able to come up with you an antenna where you can listen. Enough to where you can kind of play around with it anyway. Let me think about it. I may have something that'll work for you.
Not from your stash, but no, that's why I was asking you what could I use on that side if what I'm looking at. I was kind of looking at, I was on YouTube looking at a couple videos on some of that HF antenna stuff. And I know I could probably buy a ladder line or something. A line feed line or something like that.
As far as just receive only goes, you can can throw up just about any kind of old wire up, especially if it's horizontal, and you can receive on it. You just have to remember, when it comes to transmit, that won't cut it with the solid-state final.
You're still totally learning all that stuff and trying to make sure I don't mess up this radio or burn myself, but yeah, I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way for me to at least practice and test or at least listen.
What I've got here for this IC-718 is barely even anything to receive on. But I do have a little something here to receive on, and I can't hear everything with optimum performance, but I can hear when the conditions are fairly good, like the South Carolina single sideband net on 3915, the North Carolina sideband net on 3938. You know, I can get by with this here just for receive. On receive, you can about use anything. It's just when you go to transmit, that's when you gotta have it right.
Yeah, I figured. You know, that was the issue, but again, still learning, still just trying to figure it out, but I definitely appreciate the help, Andy, and encourage me to go on that side of it, too, and just listen. I guess I should have done that sooner. I didn't really think that through and think that as an option that I could just listen. I was trying to wait until I got my general before I did anything on the HF side, but I should have spent some time just listening.
Let's see, I had my first receiver that received this repeater here Christmas of 76. I got my first HF receiver, which had only AM and CW on it, an old Heath HR-10B. I believe I got it in 1978 from down there, just by chance, down at the Anderson Jockey Lot down there. I found it down there, and I kind of, between the two of those, for VHF and HF, listened for many, many years. I finally got a DX-160 realistic of a received single sideband on it, which I put in the place of the HR-10B, but I've done a lot of listening and receiving over the years before I ever pursue going and getting my tech in 05. That's why I suggest to everybody, listen some first. There's nothing saying you can't listen.
Right. And like I said, I didn't think that through, and I should have probably, maybe that would have helped me understand these frequencies a little bit more had I been able to kind of just listen and hear the differences and kind of where people were talking and I don't know. Still learning the numbers. Patrick heard me complaining about it on Friday. Trying to learn these stinking frequencies, and I'm still barely making it on the remembering it. But I'm trucking through.
Hey Daniel, why don't you push that button band right there on your radio and take a look at it. Alright, now, sit down and look at that, and remember your order of bands, 160, 80, 40, and just on down through the list, and they fall right in sequence with that. There's your visual aid that you have right there in front of you, that you can start memorizing band with frequency, and that'll help you, maybe help you put it together.
1.8. Is that the 20?
That's 160.
1.8 is just down below the broadcast band, 160 meters.
CHY.
54LCI in the book.
Yo, Keith here, K4CHY. I was going to point out what helped me, or what did it for me, just by the way that I was doing, like Andy was talking about, just kind of dialing around with the band. Just get stuck in your head what one band is, like 80 meter is around 3.5, 3.6, and then you double the frequency
up to, you know, 7 point whatever, and that's your 40 meter. And double that, and you're down to 20, and so on.
You're saying, it's still, yeah, I still got trying to make it make sense. What is the, so the 10 meet, the 10 would be, is that correct?
This would be 28 megahertz.
It's like 3.5, 3.6, you know, what, somewhere around in there to 7.25 to 14 and 28. It doubles basically every time you go down on the band number. Go down on the even band number. And then once you get those sorted out, you can come back in and fill in, like, you know, 12 meters, 17 meters, such as that. That's really how I learned. I had real good reception. I was listening a lot at night, so I had real good reception on 80 and pretty good on 160, actually. And so those were the two primary bands I was on, and so I learned those just by, you know, the frequency that it was on, and yeah, and then you just double that frequency, and that's the, you know, the next even lower number band.
Again, still just learning, but that definitely does help some. I was trying to figure out the frequencies, and then that's where my brain is like, what's going on? Because it goes 160, 80, 40, and then those are meters, and then it goes to 28 megahertz and some of those other ones, and that's where it's like, I don't get the rhyme and reason.
That's why I kind of started with one, and really I was on 80 a lot, so I knew, you know, 3.8, 3.9, up to 4 was 80. And like I said, you double that frequency and half the meter number. So, you know, you get up to the 7.5 and double. And then you split the 80 in half, that's 40. So then you double that.
Main thing you take and tune around on, even like I said, even if you just receive it, and get familiar with those frequencies. Then in time, it will sink in. You won't have to hardly think about it. You know what that 7 megahertz is, 40 meters.
It's new, but yeah, learning. But thankfully, I got you guys that can bounce and listen and ask questions as well. So I do appreciate it.
They're no longer, they're silent keys now. But back in the late 70s and early 80s, there used to be some AMers that would get on 7290 and 7295 in the daytime. One would be down in Homestead, Florida, one up here in North Canton, Ohio, one, let's see, W4 KBQ, he was out in, boy, it's done, they've been going, I about to get, somewhere out in eastern North Carolina, one out in Houston, and another one up in Ohio that I used to hear every night. On 7290 at 8:30 p.m. every evening, and during the daytime, they'd use 7295 during the daytime. I listened to them for I don't know how many years. They're all dead now, but back then I used to hear them a lot on that heat receiver I had. You have to do like that, and it will eventually stick with KI4LZI.
So if it makes any difference, I still couldn't tell you the band edges. What I'm legally allowed to transmit in, but that's set on the radio, so I don't really have to worry about it. Once it goes out of band for me, then it's no longer allowed to transmit. But those rough numbers will definitely get you to labeling the right frequencies with the correct meters over.
As he was saying there, you can set them to let you know if you're getting somewhere where you shouldn't. I bought this 718 here used back in, let's see, I got my general in 07, September of that year, and someone had already set them in this 718 already. So I know these newer ones can be set for that to alarm to let you know if you're getting somewhere where you shouldn't be.
This 991 kind of keep me in the good.
But, you know, Daniel, I don't know on that one. I'd have to go back and read the manual again to find out. I just look at my chart that I just sent you a text picture of, and that's how I make sure I'm not going out, and it helps me remember, start remembering where my band edges are and put those numbers together. And then, like I was saying earlier, I have a visual memory of that screen and how it goes, and that's just how I keep mine straight for now, what megahertz is what band.
Chad's an extra, but he's still got the same radios you got. He's got a 991-8.
Come in, download the AWRL band plan, the little PDF, that way you can, when it comes time to actually, you know, go to transmit or whatever, you can just look at that and see where your edges are. I've got a 7300 that just, it allows you to program in the band edges. And I'm kind of like Andy said, a lot of modern radios will do that. So you very well may be able to do that on the 991A, but I'm not for sure. Don't know much about that radio.
I'll figure it out. Again, Andy was bringing up me trying to memorize and learn all these stinking frequencies, and that's why I was talking to Patrick. It was like funny that it's just been kicking my butt, but I'm doing my best to try to learn it for this test, and hopefully I'll be ready by Saturday.
It took me years to get all this down. I had a lot of it down by the time I did take it, but my gosh, I got my first HR-10B HF AM CW receiver in 77 down there, and my 2 meter receiver in 76, so I had plenty of years to get it down, but within time you will get it. And as he said, if your radio's not set, I would advise you to get at least a paper copy of the band plan at the very least, and that will keep you right. JI-4LZI-5D.
I ran off of that, just like he said, just a paper copy of the band plan for a long time. And I finally just was bored and playing around, digging around in the radio, and seeing you could set the edges, you could customize the edges that you wanted. So I set them for just my legal transmit areas, and it beeps when you get out of it, and it beeps another way when you get back in it, so you know exactly where you're at.
That's a pretty good feature. I'll have to do that, and I'll definitely download the PDF file on ARRL just to make sure I stay in. And Patrick actually sent me a picture, so I may see about getting one of those forms where you see the whole band plan.
A copy here of the band plan for amateur, and I've got a general. This is just so for the whole works. The United States frequency radio spectrum allocations for the whole kit and caboodle. And over time, about the whole thing, you'll start to learn about where this is, where that is, and with the band plan, what's your actual frequencies you can transmit on.
Yeah, I start playing around and using it. I'll get to learn it more, but my thing has just been trying to get to learn it just to take the test. But I know it'll come. I just got to figure out how I'm going to lock into this ahead of mine. But actually seeing the band on the 991 now that Patrick was telling me about it kind of makes a little bit more sense, and also what Keith was saying too. This is KI4DTY.
Have to do. Take it. Have some way, something to receive on with, some kind of makeshift receive antenna and do some tuning around. Just like on, of course, we're not yet with no hurricanes in there, out anywhere at sea, but when there is, the hurricane watch net, 14, boy, I hate to lay in there and I lost it, but the 40 meter frequency is 7268, and I think the 20 meter is 14325, and our maritime mobile net 14300.
Proceed to Roger, because I haven't had you for a while. You still in there, Patrick? Go ahead.
4HK. Daniel, that's how I do mine, is with that sheet, and then that screen on the radio lets me know where I'm at. And when I was taking the test, I remember looked at that screen in my mind, and I could walk back through them, and I knew where I needed to be, because I'd memorized the order of them, and that worked for me, so maybe it'll help you, and if not, we'll figure out something, and I can make you a makeshift antenna where you can receive out of this stuff I got laying around up here.
Why you just text me, that'll help. And I think you're right. I didn't even think of going to the band on the 991 just as a point of reference, because I can kind of, if I can visualize it, then I can learn things a lot easier if I can visualize it.
In a coastal net on 3907 in the AM part of 75 meters, the calling frequency is 3885, and a lot of times you'll hear some out west on 3875, and sometimes you'll hear them in between on 3880, because AM takes about 6 kilohertz of bandwidth, so they have to kind of spread it out between those three frequencies. KI4LZI5D.
KI4DQA.
4HK. Andy, Daniel, and Keith, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I've got some stuff I got to get done before I go lay down for the evening. Daniel, if you got any other questions, don't hesitate to call or text me. I'll be glad to help you any way I can. And I'll get with you tomorrow about getting you that antenna. Andy, Keith, you have a good evening. Good to talk to y'all. KO4HK. And I'll be clear. 73.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of stand by for a while now. I had a little bit of mine in my mind, and I got it out of my mouth, so I was about done anyway. But have a good night, Patrick. Good talking to you, 73. And go ahead, guys.
Patrick, thanks so much. Actually, I need to back out too. I gotta take this dog outside so he can use the restroom, and get ready for my day too. Thank you, guys. This is KI4DTY. Thanks, Andy and Keith and Patrick. And I'll talk to you later. Good night. 7:30.
Okay, well, just tune around so when you get something you can receive on, and you'll be amazed, you know. You can receive, like I said, about on anything. It's just that when it comes time that you want to transmit, that's when you got to be careful with the SWR, with solid-state final. KI4LZI.
Well, great night, Daniel and Andy. And, have a better day tomorrow, and we'll catch y'all around here again. KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listen.